Well, but you see, I had a dilemma at that point. Or as my grandmother used to say, I was in a pickle. Y'all ever been in a pickle? Yeah. You see, I was wrong the first time. What happens if I'm wrong this time? What happens if I make this decision and maybe this time we decide to get married and maybe this time we decide to have kids and maybe one day this person is going to walk up to me and says, you know, Eric, I'm really not in love with you anymore. Or be like my other fiancé did and decide to be promiscuous or something. Right? Am I going to be licking my wounds again? I was in a pickle. Well, as a chemist who analyzes everything, I had to analyze this situation and to assess my feelings, this beautiful human specimen, Jamie, and this situation. I asked myself some questions that I believe all of us should ask. And the first question that I think all of us should ask is, and this is even if you're married, folks, you need to assess these things. Do I trust him or her? Now, if you're married 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you should have asked this a long time ago. But maybe your kids need to be asking these questions. Do I trust him or her? You see, once I began dating Jamie, I learned what it meant, Homer, to trust someone. Remember that knot that I had in my stomach with my fiancé? I soon learned that that knot was telling me not to trust my fiancé. I had no facts to base up that back up that feeling, but God was telling me not to trust that fiance. And you see, now I think about it, whenever I drove up to Maryville to surprise my fiance, do you know what I was really doing? I was checking up on her. I didn't know that at the time, or at least I didn't want to admit it, but down deep in here, I knew something wasn't up. Or something wasn't right. Something was up. And I was checking up on her. Yeah, I did want to see her. But really, the true motive was I was checking up on her to see what was going on. Because I didn't trust her. Soon after I began dating Jamie, I realized that I could trust her implicitly, unconditionally, absolutely, wholly, not only as the person I was dating, but with my heart and my entire life. You have got to trust your spouse. You have got to trust your spouse. Question number two, can I respect him or her? Can I respect him or her? 1 Peter 3:7 says, husbands, in the same way, show consideration for your wives in your life together, paying honor to them, or treating them with respect. Can I respect him or her? Can you respect his or her goals in life, both education and vocationally? Can you respect his or her mental capacity? Can you respect his or her physical appearance? Now, I have to say a side note on this. Especially if, you know, well, you need to take a look in the mirror, maybe. That's what I'm saying. You know, now, some of us keep the same physical prowess that we had when we were married. But I know some have a lot of trouble. No, just kidding. We have to take into account what we look like ourselves, amen, before we place judgment anywhere else. But can you respect their physical appearance? Guys, typically, you know, you can't do much about it. In general, broad general terms, look at her mom. No, I'm actually being very serious. I know it's kind of funny. Women, look at his dad. Broad general terms, but a large percentage of the time, it'll be right on. Be right on. I know. Jamie, I'll just keep working to look like my dad. How about that? You see, can you respect him or her knowing everything about their past?